KMAN.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. We're going to talk a lot of education today, a lot of schools. So let's just go ahead and dive right into the magic. A lot of school today. In the summer. Summer school on In Focus today. A little later in the show, we'll have Flint Hills Christian School Principal Tim McDonald and Manhattan Catholic School Principal Scott Holsopper. Right now in studio, we have USD 383 Superintendent Marvin Wade and School Board President Daryl Eady. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we feeling?
Good.
Well, probably better now, right? A little amped up?
That helped a little bit, but still that 105 tomorrow, that sounds bad.
Oh.
Will be bad.
Well, even today, the heat index.
Yes.
It's a good day to be indoors, good day to drink a lot of water. It's always a good day to drink a lot of water, but we got a lot of stuff to talk about, actually, this first half hour with you guys, and I think first and foremost, what's on everybody's mind is the big news that was Monday. That was Monday, right? With this Supreme Court decision. It was Monday, late Monday afternoon.
Monday or Tuesday? Monday. It was Monday.
Yeah. I can't tell time.
I had to remember what today is first.
But
it was Monday.
Yeah. I guess just some initial reaction from that decision. I don't think too many people were surprised by that ruling.
Well, I don't think any of us. I mean, it was kind of the best scenario in some respects because the worst would have been they had to close schools, and nobody wants that. We need to continue on and do business as usual in some respects, especially with, you know, educating our kids. That's the most important. Not surprised they came up with needed more funding, and they're keeping control over that to give legislators yet one more year to come up with that idea. We always think it's interesting. They said that the old school formula, which they've readopted, was wonderful and great, which we told them a long time ago was wonderful and great.
I'd add to that there were those two issues that were really being looked at, the equity and adequacy that by the Kansas Constitution, the legislature is responsible for funding schools. So there was the equity piece, and it was ruled that the changes that were made in the 17 and 18 legislative sessions meet the equity piece, but the adequacy, there's a lot of support in the ruling for what the legislature has started. The big piece from what I got out of this is that the inflation still needs to be dealt with, that the school districts that were suing the state said there's inflation estimates of about $97 million a year that should be taken into consideration. The state's people said it was more like $50 or $60 million, but the court said between now and this time next year, the legislature has to address how inflation is going to be included in the formula for future years. So to me, it's somewhere between the $50 million and the $97 million increases need to be built in somehow.
So they were pretty cool.
Considering the overall gap that was there initially, you know, it's really gotten down to, well, $50 million is a lot of money. It really, you know, we know that it's doable now.
Well, and I don't think any of us really thought the $2.2 billion study that the legislature had done was really necessary. I mean, $2.2 million, I'm not even sure we would know what to do. I'm sure we'd find something to do with it, build schools. That'd be really great. We wouldn't have to have a bond issue.
So, yes, that's true that on the one side, they're saying that $2.2 billion, where the legislature had already voted on $522 million over the next 5 years. So that's part of that gap I was mentioning earlier is how far apart they were.
And I thought one thing that I was actually maybe somewhat surprised with and maybe relieved in a way for just everybody involved was that they did give lawmakers a full year to figure something out rather than they need to get something done now and have an emergency session and really throw things into the void there for a little bit and give them that year. Were you surprised with that, Darryl?
I wasn't surprised at all. I mean, you know, realistically, they've done a year after year after year. Let's make progress. And that's kind of what legislators have done, is they've tried to make a progress forward. And that's about the best you can really hope for. You know, we've had some tough times in the state.
And a couple of times the court has come out with pretty strong statements about, we've given you extensions, we've allowed you latitude, we've got time to come up with a solution, and we're not happy with the progress being made, so pick it up or else. And the legislature did respond.
And it really seems like the Supreme Court kind of has a little bit of leverage in a way, or at least in the way of public opinion, because that people forget that when it comes to this whole issue, you have some folks on some sides of this that really throw a lot of blame at the Supreme Court on this and really target them. But five justices were put up on a vote for retention, and overwhelmingly voters voted to keep those Supreme Court justices in place. So I think they know that they kind of have public support.
We're also already seeing the conversations now about, okay, well, when the legislative session begins, we need to continue the process for rewording the Constitution so that the Supreme Court can't be involved in the funding of schools.
That'll be really interesting when the session gets back in action. We do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on in focus.
Yeah, I don't know. I understand by the grapevine, or maybe it's just the Manhattan rumor mill, but maybe the superintendent is developing some type of program to maybe monitor the buses driving, and when they're doing a good job, maybe they will get a little small gift, something just to, you know, make them feel good. And you're talking about these feasibility studies. If we had all the money we've done from feasibility studies in Manhattan, Kansas, the school district, with the city, with the county, with everybody, we could build a new school. And you know what an expert is? They get these experts in here. An expert is defined as a person with a suit and a tie, a briefcase, and 50 miles away from home. And that's what an expert is. So we bring these experts in from outside that don't know anything about our community, but they tell us what to do, and then we listen to them paying big bucks. We're going to pay $37,500 to tell somebody, to tell us who we should hire as a new police director in at the end of the year. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? We've got a law board down there, seven people. So I'll be able to figure out how we get police. I'm getting away from the school deal, but I think your idea on this rewarding these drivers might have some real merit. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I don't know of any special thing for our bus drivers right now. We do have monitors and everything on the buses. We have been trying to give – last year we gave a raise to bus drivers and to paras and Title I teachers, substitute teachers, a couple of those areas that were in desperate need. We still have other areas that really need some adjustments, even some of our principals. You know, if you look at the market on those, we might need to look at some of that yet. There are, you know, other areas we need to look at, but, you know, everything else. We stretch our budget as far as we can, and we have to deal with things like health insurance and all that good stuff.
That's what I was just thinking about when we talk about the total compensation package and the negotiations and taking into consideration discussions about longevity, attendance, should that be part of, if people regularly show up for work and do what they're supposed to do, does that warrant additional pay, or is that part of the job? Well, yeah, those are conversations we continue to have, but I'm not involved in any specific conversations at this point to specifically address transportation salary. That's just part of the overall picture we're discussing right now as we look at budget.
All right, let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more USD 383 with Superintendent Marvin Wade and School Board President Darryl Eady right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.